Okay, let's call the order, the 6:45 City Council regular meeting. Let's recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How do you want me? This is fine. Well, call Carrie, please.
Mayor Ryan.
Here.
Council President Conley.
Here.
Councilor Blum.
Here.
Councilor Esterman.
Here.
Councilor Preden.
Half my head is here.
Okay, let's move on here. So we need an approval of the agenda. We've got one extra page of 8P. Let me get a motion for the agenda, please.
Councilor Conley moves to approve the consent agenda.
No, the approval of the agenda, not the consent, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, gosh. Half my head is here too. Councilor Conley moves to approve the agenda as amended.
Councilor Preden, second.
Okay, the motion is second. Roll call vote, please, Carrie.
Mayor Ryan.
Aye.
Council President Conley.
Aye.
Councilor Blum.
Aye.
Councilor Esterman.
Aye.
Councilor Preden.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not taking visitor communication on the meeting here, but Carrie, what did we get as far as written communication tonight? We want to get on record.
So for on the record, you all received an email from Pam Mitchell this afternoon. I can either read the email into the record. It has been added to the packet and will be in the permanent record. Mayor Ryan, would you like me to read it, or would I know that you've all seen it?
If all the councilors have seen it and read it, I don't see the need to read it in.
So just as a brief, it's an opportunity. She was sharing her thoughts on reopening of Sisters. And that will be available on the packet online tomorrow.
Okay, so reported. Anything else you got, or is that it?
Not for this meeting, no, that was it, thank you.
I think one came in during the meeting.
During?
So you know. But.
I'll take a look and see what I can do there, okay.
Okay, all right, we can move on. Okay, so consent agenda, we get a motion tonight for the consent agenda, including the extra page of 8B.
Councilor Conley moves to approve the consent agenda with the extra page of 8B.
Councilor Blum, second.
Okay, the motion is second. Roll call vote, Carrie, please.
Mayor Ryan.
Aye.
Council President Conley.
Aye.
Councilor Blum.
Aye.
Councilor Esterman.
Aye.
Councilor Preden.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to council business. So item A is discussion and consideration of a motion to adopt resolution 2020-08, a resolution assistance to extending the state emergency declaration containing resolution number 2020-06 that Corey covered in the workshop. Corey, you have anything else to add here?
Nothing to add, no. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay, council, let's go around. Councilor Conley, anything on this item tonight?
None.
Councilor Blum?
No questions.
Councilor Preden?
Yeah, I'd like to say something. I just want to make sure that once again, that it's well known that this is separate from the administrative order discouraging people coming into town. I know Corey and I have had this discussion before, and I just wanted to get it on record that we're not discouraging people to come to town. We're not encouraging them either. We're not advertising. But extending the emergency order is separate from that and just gives us flexibility for making moves over the next couple of weeks if we have to. And we're letting Corey handle that. So just want to kind of make that as a statement. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. Councilor Esterman?
Yeah, I mean, I know it was explained here, but the average public is going to look at this and they're just going to, I think they're going to take it wrong. That's all I have to say on that.
Okay, I have no questions. So, you ready for a motion?
Councilor Conley moves to adopt resolution number 2020-08. A resolution of the City of Sisters extending the state of emergency declaration contained in resolution 20-06.
Councilor Ballas, second.
Okay, a motion is second. Any final discussion? If it does no, so it's a roll call vote, Carrie, please.
Mayor Ryan?
Aye.
Council President Conley?
Aye.
Councilor Blum?
Aye.
Councilor Esterman?
I have a problem with this one, nay.
And Councilor Breeden?
Aye.
Okay, resolution passes. Thank you. Let's go to item B, discussion and consideration of a motion to adopt resolution 2020-07. Resolution that City of Redmond, Deschutes County, and the City Sisters are sponsored with redesignation of the Greater Redmond Enterprise Zone. And is Kathy on the line?
She is.
Yes, good evening, council and staff.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Yes, Mayor. Here, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
That's fine.
Good evening, staff, council. Carrie, did you want to share the screen or did you want me to?
You should share the screen on yours.
Okay. You wizards. Had a lot of practice in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I bet.
So here's the staff report, which was concluded in your packet. And I presented to you back in February in regards to this redesignation of our enterprise zone. We are co-sponsored, the city is co-sponsored with City of Redmond and Deschutes County. Last evening, the City of Redmond did move forward to approve the redesignation of the enterprise zone. As you recall, it's a tax abatement, a temporary tax abatement on personal property for investments to encourage business development and job creation in traded sector. Really here tonight just to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's fine, Kathy. I mean, we've been through this. You just threw this in the workshop.
Yeah.
It was a good write-up in the package. So I'm just going to go around the room. So, Councilor Conley, anything for
none.
None. Okay, Councilor Blum.
I was just wondering, is the sister sub-district identical to what it was before, or has it changed?
We have not. Thank you for the question. Great question, Councilor Blum. We have not changed any of the boundaries. As a matter of fact, we have used GIS this time to approve the mapping. So. Better, we knew an improved map this time, but it is still the same.
Okay, thank you. It did look. Yeah. To make sure I understood. That was my only question.
Okay, thank you, Councilor Breeden.
Yeah, as the head chairperson of the SCED board, I'm obviously pretty well versed in this and connected, and I just want to say that. It's highly endorsed by the whole board, obviously, and it's just one of those necessary incentives that it works. It's been shown to work in the past, it'll work in the future, and to continue to attract business to this area, we really need it. And I just wanted to thank Kathy for her hard work on it, thank the City of Redmond for the partnership. I think it's fantastic that we have this opportunity that we might not have otherwise, and thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilor Esterman?
I want to say thank you to Kathy, and I really don't have a comment.
Okay, are we ready for the promotion?
Councilor Conley moves to adopt resolution 2020-07, a resolution of the City of Redmond, Deschutes County, and the City of Sisters to sponsor the redesignation of the Greater Redmond Enterprise Zone.
Councilor Blum, seconds.
Okay, a motion and second. Any final discussion from councilors? Okay, roll call vote, Carrie, please.
Mayor Ryan?
Aye.
Council President Conley?
Aye.
Councilor Blum?
Aye.
Councilor Esterman?
Aye.
Councilor Breeden?
Yes.
Okay, resolution passes. Thank you. All right, move on to other business. since, you know, for sake of time here, Corey, how do you want to handle this?
Well, we got out a memo earlier today that covered not all, but quite a bit of other activity that various departments have been working on over the past month. And so I think we would just defer to that and address any questions that council may have for staff.
Well, let's do that. So let's go around the room. I don't know if everybody has read your memo. I, for one, did not, but obviously, I think I know what's going on. So, Councilor Connolly, anything you want to address with staff tonight?
No, I read the memo. You did a nice job of covering it. Thank you.
Okay, Councilor Blum?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, Councilor Greener?
Yeah, I have one question. Corey, can you give like an absolutely super quick update on the agreement with the sheriff's department and how, are there any updates notable that we should know about?
Planning to have them either on a Zoom meeting or participating, however we're having the meeting on May 27th. There has been some further back and forth on vehicle markings as well as the personnel procurement. I think I forwarded all the emails to council. I will double back and make sure if there are any that I haven't, I will forward those to you. Otherwise, expect them to participate in our meeting 2 weeks from now.
All right, sorry to put you on the spot. Thank you.
No, great question.
So before I go to Councilor Essendon, so for just clarification on that, so they're coming to the next meeting. Do we want to talk about the logo prior to that and get some council consensus, or how are you planning to handle that?
Well, it's open-ended, and this is the first time that we've gone through this process with them as well. And so I don't particularly know. I don't think that we're in a position tonight to talk about it. We received that from them on Monday. I mean, it wasn't long ago that we got that revised logo from them. I think that's something we'll have to have a conversation over the next 2 weeks and at the meeting on the 27th about, because I think that, you know, council needs to make it clear whether you all accept, you know, the IGA has written that both the county and the city have to mutually agree upon the marking subject to some conditions. So ultimately, I would say that will be an item for discussion and you all to either mutually agree to or say, no, we want you to do more in 2 weeks.
Okay, so it would be good though. So it sounds like you maybe get with each counselor in the next 2 weeks and just kind of get their input so there's no surprises. And did I hear you say you need to get county input also, or is the county going to be at that meeting?
Sorry, when I say county, I mean sheriff's office.
Okay. Right.
And I guess my only comment would be that in terms of, I mean, we already sent a message to the sheriff's office. I already had conversations with every council member individually. They came back with something that was very similar to the first iteration. And so based on the conversations with council members last time, if our message is the same, I think we might as well make that message public, and whether that's at a council meeting or whether that's to the Nugget or whatnot. And so I think that we just need to, I will, if I haven't sent it, I will resend the logo that they came back with, and we can have some conversations in the next couple weeks leading up to the 27th.
Perfect. Okay, Councilor Ashman, anything for staff in here?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's move on to council business. Let's start with Council Connolly. Corey, you or Carrie have anything you wanted to cover here before we move on?
None tonight. Thank you.
No? Okay. All right. Council Connolly, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Council Blum?
No.
Council Creighton?
Yes, I just want to, you know, talk about this fine line that we're walking between public safety and getting the economy and locally. We support our business here in Sister, and let's give each other a break during this.
People got to go on mute. We have to go on mute, guys, because we're getting lots of feedback. Thank you.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that we need to give each other grace for things that may be perceived not being a social norm during this time. Someone's not wearing a mask and they're not inside of a business, they're just walking down the sidewalk. I don't think that that's that big of a deal. Obviously, businesses have a choice to ask you to put a mask on, so maybe you could have some grace and put the mask on if they ask you to. It's going to go both ways during the next couple weeks, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but I wish the best of luck for our business owners, and I hope they make a little bit of money. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Councilor Esterman?
No comments.
Okay. And I just FYI, tomorrow I'm attending the wall raising for Mackenzie Meadows, the initial families that we are giving, or that they are getting the affordable housing. It's changed substantially because of COVID, so I think they limited the presence, so I apologize if others, I know Michael, you weren't involved in this in the interviews and whatnot, but I think they want to keep the attendance down. But I certainly will be wearing a mask, and I'll be at that tomorrow. I think it's 11:45. So, but it was pretty cool what they did, and obviously the council's been a big part of supporting the affordable housing and the Mackenzie project. And so, if you've been driving by, they're making a lot of progress. So things are happening quickly.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes,
this is Michael. Just give them my best, and you know, give them a good message from the city that. We're glad that they're coming.
Did you think I was going to give them a bad message?
No.
No, absolutely. Okay, I think we've gone around, so let's adjourn the council meeting. Thank you. So we're calling back in what, 5?
Yeah, let's shoot for 10 after. How about?
Okay, about 7 minutes. All right, thank you.
Nice emoji. Quick on the draw there.